Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 20th of May 2023. Today's topic is Trust in Jehovah. Our text today is taken from Isaiah chapter 26 verses 1 through 5. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Verse 2. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Verse 5. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city, he layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground, he bringeth it even to the dust. Memory verse. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Charles Blondin, a tightrope walker, carried his manager, Harry Colcord, on his back across the Niagara Fall, knowing fully well that the slightest mistake would plunge both of them into death. Harry still entrusted his life into Blondin's hand and agreed to go along with him. Blondin told his manager, "Look up, Harry, you are no longer Colcord, you are Blondin. Until I clear this place, be a part of me, mind, body, and soul. If I sway, sway with me. Do not attempt to do any balancing yourself. If you do, we will both go to our death." Both of them returned safely. Colcord trusted Blondin and undertook such a hazardous trip. Believers can absolutely trust the keeping power of the Lord in this wicked world. Although we are surrounded by many dangers, our God is able and faithful to keep and sustain us. He will take us to the heavenly shore as we yield ourselves to Him. God is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Quote for the day: Our God is able. The challenge for today is: God is able to keep whatever is entrusted in His hand. Prayer. Great Jehovah, let my trust in You be constant. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.